Ah, shit.
And with that, another session has started. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the High 502, guys. Insert kick-ass song. I am Clark Van Wilder. To my left is the doomed one. To my other left is Tour Boy Q. Washingtonians and stoners abroad, you have just reached High 502, guys. You can find us on Anchor. You can find us on Apple Music Podcast stuff. You can find us on Spotify.
Radio Justin, FM.
What the fuck are we smoking tonight?
Oh, man, this is some cookies and cream from the soil. I know we've had them on the show before. Okay, but I went to the store. And let's just say that today, the store really didn't have a whole lot of a selection.
Nothing new?
It's still close to the first of the year, you know, so right. I can assume that they're just not getting a whole lot of orders at the moment.
Right.
Because, you know, that first of the year, you have to have so much product on your shelf.
Right.
Mm. But I went with some Old Faithfuls from the soil, man. You can't go wrong. The bud was really dense. It was really hairy. It had a lot of orange niceness on it. It was frosty. It smelled good. So I'm pretty happy with it. I smoked a bowl of it earlier.
What is this strain?
Cookies and cream.
It is cookies and cream. Yes, how much THC does it got?
I have that here for you right now. It's got 23% THC, sir.
Well, Justin is a member of High 502. One, I hate you because you brought a product we've already had on the show.
I know.
The stoner in me says, thank you so much.
Yeah.
I can't hate you because I have also gone to the store many times and you see the same old bullshit. Yeah. You got your trusted few. Mm-hmm. And then when you go to look for something new, you just either go nay or may right off the bat. Hardly ever do you go, socks blowing the fuck right off, right? So you forgive him. The cookies and cream joint we're smoking was hand rolled by Justin. It is absolutely fabulous.
It smells amazing.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it's got that thick, creamy cookie smoke that I like. So from the soil, is that what we're saying?
From the soil.
Man. Wherever you're at, wherever your farm's located, I do not remember past episodes very well. So.
And you know what? The lady over at Karma told me too. I just can't remember right now because I'm pretty high already.
You pass that on to lovely.
Apparently, it's a real small place in Washington. Downtown.
Okay.
Probably tier two. Probably. I imagine, right?
Well, I'd imagine.
Seeing as I never remember an episode, I want to get to this before I forget. Our last episode, Tino, we missed you.
Yes, I was.
But Justin and I had pretty much the most popular episode of High 502, guys, today. Fairwinds rectified butt nugs or suppositories. We each tried one. I want to let the viewers know, as just a follow-up note, if you are curious of what happens after the show when Ryan's left with two extra pills in his possession, he spends a few days contemplating about the suppositories, and then at the start of the weekend, he decided to put one a day in to see how it went. I will say the first one was room temp, and when it went in, it crumbled all over my ass.
Oh.
It went about halfway in, and then the butt end broke off.
Stick them in the fridge, folks.
Yeah, stick them in the fridge. You know what I did to counteract? The balance of that is I froze the next mother one. I was like, I ain't missing none of that medicine. Yeah. Because you're faced with a choice when it breaks. Do I manually put that shit
in
one little tiny nugget at a time? Or do I say that's a waste? If it was 20 milligrams, well, Ryan, you got 15. You know? I made that choice. I'm never going to tell you what I chose to do. That's fine. But the second one went in like an icicle bullet. Okay?
It was totally cold.
Fine. Yeah, it was totally fine. In fact, I had a normal day. It was a really great day. But I will say, especially with the broken one, that if you decide to use it all the time, I feel like your ass would get perma grease on it perma nasty bum.
I can
because
see that.
those broken pieces, like if I wasn't 100% clean with that wipe up that occurred,
right.
If there was any of those nuggets left, hold on one second, I'm letting this cookies and cream go at home.
He camping on it, folks. He camping
shit.
On it.
Give me a s'more because I'm camping.
Oh shit.
Anyway, if I would have left one of those pieces, it would have been swamp ass all day. I could tell you. You mix a little bit of water and friction. No bueno. So take it from me, okay? Button ups ain't an everyday situation. Yeah, if you're using it every day, I think it would change what your asshole would look like and physically do.
Wow.
Okay, so you're saying if you like the butt nugs and you like shoving fucking weed suppositories up your ass, make it for like the weekends or something because it's a treat.
Exactly.
Mm. Okay.
Okay.
Make sure you're clean. Make sure it's cold.
And I will say,
there we go.
Maybe this is just me overthinking it, but the next day, I felt great.
Yeah.
I really did. I felt like cleansed.
Wow.
I think the medicine was too localized in my hips, and my sciatic hip muscle, it was not really doing so good. It felt like it was out of socket.
Uh-huh.
Now, maybe that's me, and the weed was like, wake up, you got a problem there.
Right.
But, speaking of butt, but I did like it. I did, the third time I did it, the third and final nug, whoo! I felt great. I had a great day. Yeah, I had to interact with my in-laws and do some multitasking. And just it enhanced overall my performance that day.
Wow.
Weed is a performance-enhancing drug. Damn.
Absolutely.
You know, especially when you put it in your ass.
On a side note, just to kind of caveat off of what you just said, the MLB recently just banned marijuana as a enhancing drug. So baseball players can smoke weed. Weed. Yeah, without any penalty towards them.
So how is the next Giants game going to be when they shove a fucking weed suppository up their ass and they go out there and get like some of the best games of their lives?
Fairwinds is already making MLB.
The sponsor.
Yes, yeah.
The face of it.
San Francisco Giant brand rectum suppository.
It's a suppository with your football team's name stamped on it.
You know, it is funny in doing this episode, it came to light that people do use recreational drugs in their rectum, like Molly and acid,
cocaine,
and alcohol, and cocaine. Like, it's a thing people do.
That was one of the greatest things I ever heard, was when that dude boofed that tab of acid.
And just walked away like nothing ever happened.
Wait, what?
His ass was afraid to sit. he like, couldn't sit down because he said it was like his ass was afraid to sit.
Now, would that intensify that? I mean...
Oh, absolutely, because it's not getting broken down.
It's just going straight into your bloodstream, or... I don't know how that works when you boof things. I don't know what it goes into.
Well, it definitely absorbs into your body and bypasses a few things. So I'm assuming that it would be different.
Kidneys,
right? It's not processed through your organs. It goes straight to that bloodstream.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what makes boofing it different, because it doesn't get psychoactive because it's not processed by your organs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more of a body high. And how, you know? But yeah, the drug culture of boofing things. Who knew?
Who knew?
We just cracked this case wide open, like a butt.
It's like a dark corner of the fucking drug world.
Yeah.
The hidden pathway. It absorbs faster and quicker and lasts longer, you know?
Wow.
Interesting.
Now, all this talking about butts has made me thirsty. I think I'm going to reach for this week's bitch beer. Tino, what the fuck am I drinking?
Well, I've talked about it in the previous past podcast. Your good, friendly neighborhood Jewel Boy Q is finally on the sober train. And with that being said, I've been buying CBD crystalline, dabbing on that, and I've been drinking 0.0 alcoholic-free beers. What we have tonight is a Heineken 0.0, and I'd like to get your guys' first reaction off of it.
I like to say cheers to Tina's sobriety.
Yeah, we support thee.
We do.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate that.
This sounds like it's going to be delicious, so we'll see. You know, it really doesn't taste that different.
No.
Well, if you don't like Heineken, you won't like Heineken non-alcoholic. I will say it's sweeter and less skunkier than a normal Heineken. And if you said this had no alcohol in it, I wouldn't have been able to. I would have said, you're a liar.
Yeah,
it must have 1% or 0.1. This says 0.0.
Yeah, and you know, there are a couple that have like a 0.5%. Like O'Doul's or...
So it's got a tiny minimum amount of
tiny
it.
Minimum.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Yeah, or the Beck's. I had a Beck's the other night, and I don't know. To me, that kind of seems like you're cheating. I think, you know, if you're going to go cold stone sober, you might as well go for the 0% or just not do it at all.
Sure.
So,
But you're young. You want to be socially...
Exactly.
Active and not awkward.
Exactly. And I found it to be, like, just as satisfying. And one thing I've noticed just within the past week of not drinking, it's almost like being a fly on the wall when you're with people that are drinking because they all get fucked up and you're just sort of there. Yeah, you're just...
You remember everything. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, and that's really cool, but also a little strange. But thanks to Heineken 0.0, I can feel like I'm with the boys.
Send us t-shirts, please.
Heineken Zero, you taste just as bad as regular. Hey, ASMR freaks.
Ooh, what do we got? Shit.
What that is?
Oh, what you got in that bag?
What that is?
Hey, guess what? This week I went to a brand new store off Peninsula.
Okay.
Somewhere the High 502 guys have never been.
Oh.
This time I went to Clear Choice Cannabis in Tacoma.
Oh. What?
6001 South Hosmer Street, Tacoma, Washington, 98408.
Ooh.
Boom! Did it.
Wow.
We offer an industry discount of 20%. So if you're an industry people, go there, you get 20% off.
Shouts out to Ryan.
Oh, is that her?
Yeah.
Is her name Ryan? No shit.
Yeah.
Oh, my name's Ryan. Her name's Ryan. She was cute as a button. Yeah, and anyway, she was hella knowledgeable about the weed. She loved Can Organics, the company I worked for. 3 years deep. Now balls deep, baby, and I love it.
Ow.
So I got that 20% off. First of all, I asked her, I said, I got $47, like I do, you know?
Yeah.
I gave them the price. I said, this is what I got, right? So she came up with... Freddy Swago, their gold line.
Is that a cork top?
Hey, you, I got that fire. Justin, tell me about that packaging as you describe what you see.
That cork top, though. That's the first time I've ever seen a cork in a concentrate container. That's really cool, dude.
Looks like there's a piece of wax paper between the cork and the glass jar.
Yeah, it does. It's a very interesting texture.
She told me an interesting review that it was getting stuck in between the cork and the glass thing, and people were not really feeling it.
Yeah.
Especially the saucy stuff.
Ooh, yeah.
It was between this. Justin, tell him what I bought. It's in the lower corner.
Lower corner.
Yeah, I think right down there.
Larry Cake.
Larry cake. Mixture of Larry OG and wedding cake. She said it was one of the strongest that they had. It was between that and this sweet sauce, which kind of resembled a can of terp sugar or whatever.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, God. But just the fact that it said sweet sauce and didn't give me a strain, I was like, I don't really want to blend. I want to taste that fire.
That fire.
So go ahead, Tino. You can bust that open for the first time. You can get the first sniff off of it.
This is really cool.
As one joint ends, so another begins. That is the can of... Oh, sorry. That is the High 502 way. And so what I did is I got... I had like $12 left. I said, give me some of that fire. It's infused, blah, blah, blah. She came back with a gold finger. Gold finger from the House of Cultivar.
Oh.
It's going to be this brand. This is Goldfinger Pineapple is what this is going to be. So if we get that sniffed out, it's a 26.4% cannabinoids. For a total of 28.5. So, that's all I can say about it. I didn't look anything up. Oh, here it is. 100% flower, distillate rolled and dry sift dusted.
Oh, wow.
Go ahead and sniff that. My man Justin's about to light that Dutch right up. 1 gram joint with $12.
Ooh,
and then
smells really good.
This
you
was a
smell
$40.
It before I
yeah,
like
absolutely.
Yeah, it smells dank.
Yep. My total came to $41.25 after my discounts, and I gave her $43 and said, keep the change, baby.
Nice.
Like I do, you know.
Oh, that's wow. Funny.
It's interesting the way that they do this cork. It's like they cover it in wax.
Yeah.
True, right? It's got a wax paper top to it. Tina, we'll switch products. You're going to take that Goldfinger pineapple.
Oh,
yeah,
nice. I will say... I've never had a crumble textured concentrate that actually gave off
fire,
a smell.
I know, and that's why I wanted to try it, because it looked a little dry.
Yeah.
Maybe not as saucy, and I was thinking, ooh, it's between either the dry or the sauce, and I was like, oh, fuck. But it's Freddy's Fuego, and I'm going to trust him. I'm going with the Larry Cake, because I'm a big fan of Larry OG.
I was
going
to say, Larry OG is...
And Wedding Cake is one of my favorites, too. my man Justin for the ASMR Freaks is about to spark that Dutch up.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, you need to go get D for this one. She need to be hitting this drink.
I'll be right back.
Whoa, careful now.
There we go. And I think I got something, too.
This motherfucker's on fire right now. It's like a giant candle. There he goes. At first, I was very scared that all my distillate and keef was going away, but no, we good. Mm-mm. Uh-oh. Yep, hit that. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Woo! That tastes really good. It burns a little bit if you take a real big one.
Oh, I got it. Oh, my man Justin's about to harsh out on that. This is a lung filler of a joint for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Woo! First impressions.
Sorry about this table. And my knees.
Yeah, pass that.
First impression.
Delicious.
Yes.
Lung filling. You can tell if you hit it too hard or hit it fucking too often. It would definitely blow your lungs out.
Yeah, it's a little harsh out. But that could be... Could be the Keith. Sometimes is a little bit harsher.
Yeah.
Just kind of depends.
House of Cultivar, I like what you're doing. Mm-hmm. I kind of feel bad for the employee that's sitting there all day, but what a fun job. Brushing distillate on stuff and then rolling keef all over it.
Oh, yeah.
And I like it being a flavored distillate as well. Isn't that nice?
It's delicious.
You want to use this as an ashtray?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, that tastes really good.
Yeah.
I'm digging it, House of Cultivar. And this layer cake looks fucking dank, too, man.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait to hit that shit.
It's got a nice consistency. So, you were telling me something interesting earlier today, sir.
Uh-oh, that I did interesting stuff today?
Yeah, why were you in Tacoma?
Oh, God. This is why I love my life so much. Today I went to Tacoma, to the Tacoma Convention Center, and I went to the 2020 CanaCon Convention. Whoa.
I'm so fancy.
You don't even know.
I got in a fresh can of hoodie this morning, and I drove my booty down to the Convention Center, and I walked in as a representative to the company I work for, and I felt very honored, and I was treated like royalty when people recognized who I was, or, you know, who I worked with. It was really sick. So I got a bunch of free stuff for the staff at Canna, stickers and koozies and things of that nature.
That's dope.
So, which was really cool to be able to sell all that shit. And hopefully I made a few sales, made it, closed a few fucking deals, you know what I mean?
Wheeling and dealing over here.
But it was cool. There's probably about 50 booths there, you know.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, 50 different companies, maybe a few more. Some of them were with Across International, like extraction equipment.
Okay.
4 or 5 extraction equipments, okay? You had Wyndham by Worldmark yet again. Why the fuck are you at that convention? They're at every single convention on earth. They must have a budget of $1 billion to go to conventions.
I'm not familiar with those.
Wyndham is like a timeshare organization.
Oh, God.
They would have that there.
Spin the wheel. Win a free weekend in Vancouver, British Columbia. It's like, are you affiliated with weed? Think about that life. You go to every convention, regardless of the genre, and you just try to sell timeshares. You know?
I'd love to see them at Comic-Con.
It's fucked up, man, because it's taken away from another 502 company that could have that spot.
For sure.
Well, I look at it this way. Just like how we have on social media, you get breaks with ads. It's basically a real-life ad just disrupting the flow of the convention.
Wow, that was Tino's woke moment.
Yeah, it was. Let's see, there was several insurance companies. There were several laboratory testing companies. Nice. There was a multitude of packaging companies. A lot of battery sales.
Wow.
A lot of cartridge and vape pen adapter shit.
Wow.
They have a box now that you can grind up 1 gram of cannabis and it will tell you the THC and CBD content within 30 seconds. It's an infrared shit. So imagine instead when you're pheno hunting, bro, when you're pheno hunting, instead of having to send all that shit out to testing, you fucking just do it in-house. Then you send those ones to the laboratory for the full spectrum. Wow. Motherfucker, it works on an app. It's like a little purple box. Okay? They got that microscope that hooks up to your laptop. You can fucking see trichromes. You take fucking snapshots and shit. So you can go out to the garden and pick the exact day to do that shit, which is like super dope.
That's badass. It's
like really sick. And then a shitload of nutrients.
Okay.
You know?
Did we see the boys from Mammoth Microbes out there?
I did. They're busy. I spent a lot of time with a hydroponics company called Hogtech, their distributor.
Hogtech?
Yeah, he's got his hands into a lot of stuff. So he was a really cool guy, and they treated us really good. They gave us a bunch of free swag. So shout out to Anthony at Hogtech.
Shout out.
Hooked me up with that Rogne in that room.
Ooh-wee.
Oh, I was living the high life. some seed companies were there.
Okay.
Futurola, our knockbox company, was there.
Wow, that's a big name.
They weren't trying to give us no discount or nothing. They're four Gs for a knockbox. But you know what they did? You know how we have a double stack of glass, and then we have the filler, and it's now just a single tube of glass with the filler. And I turned on the button several times and changed the density. It sounds different, homie.
Really?
Don't give us that blah, 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 blah. It's more like this.
Quieter?
Kinda. They're kind of fucking tapping that shit now.
Okay.
They got ones that make 300. Yeah, oh, they got the big knock, dude.
Whoa.
They did not have one of those demoed for some reason. Trimmers, if you're listening, they had auto trimmers there.
Wow.
They had like the ninja hand blade where you can just run the weed over the bud and it'll just take it all off because it's got a turbine, blah, blah, blah. They also had the resonator, which is this, imagine like a mesh bag that you have the weed in, and then you clip it in this like centrifuge device that has cold CO2 hooked up to it, and it spins it and tosses it gently while spraying it with CO2, and it like chills off the outside leaves. And then all you have to do is crow's feet. And it basically does a pound a minute, okay? A pound a minute. I was asking him about fruit and gelato. He said only hard nugs like cake, gelato, dosi could go through it.
I see.
Larfy nugs, you would have to like, have to learn how to do it. But just letting you know, 2020, your jobs are safe for right now.
Ooh-wee.
Okay, but keep grinding, because you know,
it'll be worth it.
Have to buy one of those revenators or whatever.
Nothing beats that human touch.
No.
Nope.
Nope. So far, that's exactly correct. Nothing beats that human touch. So other than that, they had this kick-ass spot where you could watch a football game. So I watched a little bit of the 49ers Vikings until it was clear that the 49ers were definitely going to win.
Destroyed.
Which was by like the third quarter.
Yeah. And I spent about 5 hours in there in total. Just in this little thing. Oh, what you need, dog?
Need that Latro.
Okay. So, yeah, it was a good experience. I then went to Clear Choice Tacoma, where I proceeded to lock my keys in the car. So then I had to, thank God, it was right next to a Goodwill. So I went into the Goodwill, and I found a bamboo cane that was about 1 inch in diameter and about 5 feet long. So I got my fucking car open. Lickety-split!
Now, Cluck, for those people who also own a Subaru, if they're stuck in the same situation and they don't have AAA, what can they do as another solution?
Well, you have to understand I've locked my keys in my car about 700,000 times in my driving career. And I have learned on the 2000 Subaru Forester that if you have a lanyard or a necklace or a piece of string or a rope, there is no door frame. The window seals to the side of the panel.
Right.
So you can put a piece of string and pry that window, you know, probably an inch and a half, which is a lot of flex, right?
Yeah, it is.
But if where it's at, it doesn't, you know, it's a lot in the top, but not necessarily at the bottom.
So it doesn't crack.
Does that make sense? So yeah, exactly. So I have found in my journey that anything solid will go right to the unlock box, which is right on the door.
Ooh-wee.
Bada bing! Now I'm back in business.
Hey.
Clear Choice Tacoma. We also have a killer location. I got to go to a Bass Pro Shops because it's right next door.
Oh, nice.
So wow. I was like, yo, I need cash back. I don't want to pay that ATM fee. I'm going to buy something Bass Pro. That Bass Pro in Tacoma, it has a bowling alley in it. So it has the fish tower. So it's got the salmon. You know, it's like this big aquarium. Yeah, it's super sick. Highly recommended you go get very high and then walk into Bass Pro Shops in Tacoma.
I wonder how much customers come in from the Bass Pro Shop to go into the clear choice, Tacoma. I mean, that's a pretty big store. You'd imagine that the rate that of which people come in after shopping. Oh, well, hey, you know, I got 20, 30 bucks left over from Bass Pro. Here's a pot shop. I'm sure they do pretty well in the Bass Pro Fishing Society.
Yeah.
No,
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. That's cool. A different demographic, I guess, is what I'm getting at.
There's a lot of families. Yeah, unfortunately, the bowling was first come, first served. So there's a lot of fucking people waiting for
huge
it.
Huge line, yeah.
Nah, just a lot of people being turned away. And, you know, those diehards are like, nope, I'm waiting.
Yeah.
I'm doing this, you know? Meanwhile, it's halfway through the fourth quarter. They ain't going fucking nowhere to be in the back. So I was like, nah, fuck it. I was looking for mitts and a mitt glove hybrid, you know, the glitz, what do they call them, the, you know, it's like a mitten, but you can, it's also fingerless gloves. I was looking for a type of gloves. They didn't have what I wanted.
Okay.
What they did have was like the most expensive glove I found was for duck hunting. It was a 100% waterproof insulated glove, and they look like snowboarding gloves, but all like duck hunting color.
Hell yeah.
You know?
Like camouflage?
Yeah.
Orange?
And it was for things like recovering the fake decoys. Like, I don't know.
I see.
I don't really fucking duck hunt, but yeah. I got high and looked all over that store every single pair of gloves. I did. I almost paid $50 for a Fisherman Guide's gloves. And I was like, man, I ain't no fishing guy. What the fuck am I doing in here? You need to cash back, Ryan. Now you in glove world. So I bought an extra magazine for my gun, my handgun. My Ruger LCP2 380 auto.
Ooh-wee.
Now I got two clips, bitch.
Two clips.
I'm gonna fill them.
Twice the damage.
Yeah, well, you know what? Sometimes I get zombie apocalyptic scared, you know? Like, oh, fuck, I gotta get my family ready for the earthquake.
Yeah.
You know? And then I just buy fucking camping equipment or something I can just claim as, you know. One time I almost pulled the trigger on like $200 worth of dry food and shit. Anyway, I didn't. You didn't say I didn't. But today, well,
I've almost done that too, though.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, it really is.
Or containers of water or something. You know, like
looking at the best places to buy it for the best price.
Exactly. You go down that
rabbit
hole.
Research on it.
Yeah.
You need to, yeah.
So sometimes I just go like, oh, God, I need my fucking bullets before the government takes them. So I go buy bullets or, in this case, an extra magazine. I'm looking for a holster, but I'm also fat, so I need to be careful about what I buy. I really want the Miami style, which is like, under your tit, so you just kind of like get into your jacket, and it's underneath your left tit if you're right-handed, so you can just go pop pop motherfucker. I save a school or a church or a whatever, you
or
know?
A Walmart.
They have one called the Urban Carry that you might be interested in looking at. It's not the Miami style. It's on the waist, but it's like a leather malleable sack that. Yeah.
Sounds like my ball sack. Leather and malleable.
It like forms to your gun's
shape.
Shape, thank you.
Got it.
And it goes inside your pant leg.
Oh, it's a pant leg one.
Yeah, and then there's a clip at the top, and you just pull it, and then you can draw it, and it's real quick. If you get it down good, you can do it really fast.
Well, you know, if I feel like I have to carry it on my waist, I'd like to carry it in the small of my back.
Yeah.
That's kind of where the extra room is, I guess. You know? But really, I'm just going to wait it out until I find that shoulder holster.
Yeah.
Because that's really where I want it. It's right underneath my tit meat.
Because no one's going to be trying to... I mean, you're going to notice that. If
well,
Clux...
Exactly.
If Clux...
casually touching my tit. Bam! You know?
Well, they can't cup himself.
Yeah, exactly. I can't try to squeeze some milk out. I'm a lactating male. Just get all offended. So you know they don't want to make eye contact. This guy's lactating. I just want to make, don't make eye contact.
Oh, man. Clock is going in on that Larry cake by Freddy's Fuego.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm excited for that one.
And like I said, or I guess like we've said, they do have a cork top, and that seems to be their like little piece of resistance, if you will. Like their flower is the same way. I had no idea that their concentrate was the same way, and I know their dupe tubes are the same way. Mm-hmm. So, hey, thanks for being
consistent with your packaging. It's sexy as hell.
Yeah,
I like it. I could see if the turps were ready. That would get pretty frustrating.
Yeah.
I guarantee you people that work at Freddy's Fuego are sexy.
Yeah.
She's sexy motherfuckers at Freddy's.
Oh, yeah. Also, you look at the packaging of the concentrate, and doesn't it look like a golden ticket from Willy Wonka?
A little bit.
I got the golden ticket. I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah. They got the fire.
Bye-bye.
Well, here's the real truth is that that dipped joint thrashed my throat a little bit. Because it was very potent with the keef and the distillate. And the flour.
Yeah.
So now I'm just going like, I'm going to hit a dab. It's like, ooh. So I'm going to give it a minute. A teeny tiny one.
Yeah.
All I know is that even through all that, I still got that goddamn good flavor of some of that Larry OG. But really, it's the cake that comes through on this one for me.
Gentlemen, this is a kind of an impromptu segment that we're sliding into right now. I just want you guys to guess a number between 1 and 10 that I have in my head.
7.
Senor Clock?
7. I mean, that means... okay, I'm going to go 82.
No, 1 through 10, sir.
Oh, shit. Okay, 1 through 10. And I picked 82 as my first guess?
8.2.
10.
10? Man, Justin... In this, you are the winner, but the winner beer bongs their NA beer. I know we didn't.
Oh. What was the number?
It was 4. Number was 4.
Oh, okay.
How clean is this?
You know, I think a coworker the other night used it, so I can go wash it out before we do that.
That would be nice.
Yeah, let's go. Let's take a break.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go take a break while we wash a flamingo bird bong. And then we're going to watch Justin beer flamingo bong some non-alcoholic beer from Heineken.
I'm actually looking forward to it. I like that little sudsy.
Stay tuned for this and 2 dabs of Freddy's Fuego Gold when we come back.
And we're back!
Currently, Justin is putting the Heineken Zero 12-ounce beverage into the flamingo. Shout out to
it doesn't look like too much.
Big star. No. Doesn't look like too much.
No, not up in the light, but, you know, it probably feel like a lot going down.
Oh, yeah. And before we do this, we'd also like to give a special shout out to another coworker, Mr. Swaggy Schwa. Man, thank you for being a part of us since day one. You've been A1, and we like to hear that feedback that you give us so graciously. So.
Yep, the second we start getting t-shirts, you know that's a trickle-down effect to our OGs.
Yes,
so,
sir.
So keep listening, dog. We love you.
We got you. Shaggy Shua hurt.
This one's for you.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
Skunky beer inside of Justin's. Woo! Yum, yum.
Sir, how was that?
Like a rock.
Oh yeah, let it out.
There it is.
That was the first beer bong I've done in a couple years, actually.
You took it like a champ, sir.
Oh, thank you. That, you know, I will say, the flamingo, I had a weird time making out with it because it's in the mouth, but
right,
it shoots out the mouth, but it made it very smooth.
Really?
Yeah. So I was happy with it.
I like to hear that.
And you know, the non-alcoholic beer really ain't bad, bro.
No.
It tastes exactly the same.
Exactly. And you know what? There's been, I think the first time, which was, I think last weekend or the weekend before, I bought a package of it. After 2 beers, I was like, kind of placebo for sure. I was like, man.
You're like, I'm feeling good.
I'm tired. I'm feeling good. And I was like, wait a second. This isn't actually beer. So, Heineken, again, thank you.
Good for you, Heineken. Good for you.
And with that...
All right, Larry Cake. It's time. We give you another shot. Justin, I'm going to hand this to you.
Yes, sir.
So you'll be hitting that shit next.
Justin, I got a little present for you as well.
Thank you, sir.
So, all in all, it was a good day at the Canicon.
That's great, dude.
If I had the money, I would have bought some seeds. They had Brothers Grimm seeds, a lot of Apollo 11 and Killer Queen and some other stuff. Ethos Genetics, guess what they had? They had Forbidden Skittles. They had a cross between Skittles and Forbidden Fruit.
Damn it.
They had Limoncello OG.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. They had a bunch of shit. $100 for a six-pack of seeds.
That's not bad.
But I got kids, man. I can't afford to be Gangster Swaggy P, which my six-pack of seeds. What's I'm going to do with six seeds? Fucking chase the world?
Yeah, exactly.
And that's if they, you know, get going.
Which they will, because, you know, I'm not that killer.
Yeah.
I worked in nursery for a little bit. I didn't kill that much. I know how to cut clones.
Clock's got a really good success rate.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's why I'm inside.
Hey, man. You can do a lot by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I had a really great time growing weed this last year. And I'm going to do it again next year. Next year it's going to be better.
That's what I thought, Freddy's goal. Mm.
Ooh wee.
Smooth. Mm, yeah, I haven't heard it off yet.
Larry in the front and cake on the butt. just the exhale is so nice. Mm. That's some special shit, guys. That's some special shit. I can see why you win in High Times Cannabis Cup medals and shit. Rotino, did they win a medal?
I believe so.
Okay.
I want to say, you know what? Now that I think about it, no, I think they got a second place.
They were all over the place,
though. They were. And you know what? When we were there at the Hemp Fest.
No, thank you. I can't believe that thing hasn't broken yet. I do that all the time.
When we were there at the Hemp Fest, they had a bunch. I mean, first of all, they had a couch. They had brought a couch into the vicinity.
Yeah, that's cool.
And there was just a bunch of employees just rolling up what I assume were just backwoods, big old fatty blunts. And they were chiefing all day long. Right. Also, if you guys remember to a flashback, one of their employees was hitting their their e-cig into Clock's bubble blowing show, and he almost winded himself by trying to fill up a bubble. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Did he? I haven't heard that story.
Well, he was trying to go. And you know, you do that for a minute, and your lungs are like, hello. Your brain's going, whew.
Your brain's like, you're getting me too high.
Yeah, he almost had to like grab onto my shoulder, just like get himself back. But no, he was cool. And the whole time I was making a puddle of soapy bubbles. Yeah, because
is that the video?
Because then the other dude came up and was like, yo, I got this. And that's when I kicked a bubble and fell on my keister. So, 5,000 views, ladies and gentlemen.
Exactly. Raw Life, P&W. We're glad to have you.
Yeah, P&W, Raw Life.
Ooh-wee.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
So that happened. What were we talking about? Oh, see, that's what Larry did.
Yeah.
Larry just took the thought right out of my gosh darn mind.
Larry, what are you doing to him?
Also took it out of mine.
I don't know this man anymore.
See that? So there you go. We got one more product to test.
Yes, we
do. Tino, you brought some CBD to the table. Why don't you hook us up with some knowledge about it?
So this week I went to Spark It, and the lovely Rachel helped me out.
I know.
I said, girl, I ain't smoking weed no more. CBD, you got it? I can't do THC. And she says, boy, I got you right here. $30. Canna Organic CBD Crystalline Dope Cup winner.
Yeah.
This stuff is testing at 99% CBD, 0.02% THC. So, trust me, it'll make you feel good, but you won't get the head high. With that being said,
it's delicious.
Let's get into it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pass it over to my boy, Clock.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to get you a heat up, sir.
Oh, I got you.
Okay, okay. And, So, I don't know if you guys have had the pleasure of dabbing the CBD from work. Mm-hmm. But if you haven't, I'm going to surprise you. Or I'd like to get your initial thought on what you guys get the taste of, what that taste is. Because for me, it's extremely different, and from what I've heard from other people who have dabbed the THC crystals, they didn't get a taste from it. They said it was just really harsh, And so when they tried this, they were really surprised because they thought as a crystalline, it'd probably have the same effect. So just let me know. Let me know.
Oh, I will. You know me.
When you're just going to have that cherry taste, you know, all CBD's always got that little bit of cherry in it.
Mm-hmm. So which is, good. I wonder how they get that, you know? Do you add terpenes to that?
Just no, natural? I think, yeah.
CBDs naturally have that cherry.
Wow. A stoner told me that the CBD molecule and the cherry flavonoid molecule are very, very similar.
Okay.
And so I think they share similarities in flavor.
Wow.
But that was a stoner, and take that for what it's worth.
I'll believe him.
Okay, but you could win a bar argument. So good on you.
Well, Tino, when I was in Sacramento, I met the dude that did this company called True Strain.
Okay, I was wondering.
The ones with the packaging that like they'll take your barcode, and with their app you can scan it, and then they'll take you to a video of that company's like their operation or like a product, and it's all their own. He was talking about how it's not like an MP3 or it's not like or anything. It's kind of complicated. It's supposed to be like 4K or some shit. Like it's pretty sick, right? So I was thinking if you go to a bunch of farms and you film their operations,
yeah,
and you start putting it on everybody's packaging. That's a really fucking good idea.
It is.
It's a great idea.
Well, then you get a good, nice feel about where you're buying your weed from.
Yeah, exactly. And that makes it more personable.
And that seems to be a pretty big thing nowadays.
Yeah.
So it's just a barcode you scan, and then you brought to this webpage, and...
It's in their app.
Oh, it's in their... Yeah, wow.
But, wow. He gave me a t-shirt.
He did?
And this t-shirt was the t-shirt of 2019.
No way.
For me to give it to you.
No way.
So... I got you a woman-sized medium.
Oh!
Sir.
Oh, guys, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm going to go put this on.
Uh-oh.
How are you? Nice.
I'm going to go put it on right now. I'll let you
the
guys
know. The carbon cap, I think, just fell on the ground. Yeah. We'll find it in a minute. I think it was by Justin's foot.
Yep. It's right here. See?
Hallelujah.
I don't know what kind of glass this is, but I've dropped this fucker about 700 times. And it's still No wood. Ooh, Larry's got me feeling good, Pac.
Yeah, it's very nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love the bottle too. Where's that thing, man? I wanna see him out of a quirky bottle.
It's so quirky.
It is so quirky and so cute. Buenos Fuego, you did it. Okay, while Tina's not here. Boy, it tastes very cherry.
Yeah.
It does. I used to fake sick, and my mom would buy me Luden's Wild Cherry Cough Drops. I used to eat those things by the box full.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Did you just water them?
No. For a long time, that was the program. And then guess what? Moms catch on. So then she got Fisherman's Friend. If you've ever had one of those, it's like horseradish root or some fucking psycho ingredient.
Yeah.
Molasses and horseradish root. It's gross. But you know what? It's really effective at cough. I will give you that. Okay, we are unveiling it as Justin is heating up the nail to taste the CBD. Ladies and gentlemen, after almost a year of waiting, yearning, wanting,
we gotta get a picture.
Mr. Tino Andreas Caceres is unveiling.
This started off as a joke. I wanted to, I mean, that's admittedly, that's what it was, yeah. Right? Guys, I think I wear a woman's medium.
No!
I take up a little bit of the pounds. I think I'm a woman's medium.
It fits you good.
This is perfect. And I like that the arms are a little bit smaller, too.
Right? It does show your guns.
So, yeah. true
So it just looks like you're swollen right out of your shirt.
Okay. It's tight, but it's not so comically tight as I was expecting. You're nipping hard because it's cold right now. Yeah. And I'm loving it, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm going to wear it for the rest of the night.
He's looking good, actually. True Strain, your shirt's bright white, and it looks amazing. Okay.
As soon as I put it on, it felt right.
Okay, good. Yeah, this is where you belong.
If I ever go drag, woman size medium.
Yeah, you can still rock a medium, okay? That's all I got to say.
Wow.
Well, you know what? It's bittersweet
because
because now that it's happened, you know?
Yeah.
I've wanted you in a woman's size medium so long, for so long. And now that it's here, I'm just like, wow.
Empty.
Yeah, I'm empty. Exactly. I'm empty right now.
It's weird how it worked out.
Yeah.
It's really weird how it worked out, but I'm happy with the outcome.
Good, bud. I'm glad.
Well, there it is. I'm sure the listeners at home or wherever they're at work, in their car, I'm sure they're like going, wow, I went on a journey with these guys. Yeah. You know?
I finally found it.
Yeah, there it is. Tino's actually really looking good in a woman's size medium. Now the world knows. Someone in Portugal, just went... Oh my god! Oh my god! Huh? Mamma mia! Yeah! I just got
damn.
So I'm really just I'm happy for them. I'm happy for that guy.
So, I'm also happy for us because that shows that we can get shirts.
Yeah.
The other reason we didn't get our shirts, Clark, was because he didn't have enough of them.
I know. I mean, we're big boys.
Damn.
Well, what? But, how did you go about asking him? I wasn't here for this.
Oh, I didn't ask him.
He gave it to you?
Yeah.
Did you say women's size?
No, so, like, what happened was my wife and I were smoking out on my brother's balcony, and we didn't realize, but a lot of people from the marijuana community live in the building that he lives in.
Oh, wow.
And so my wife was smoking and he come out and she started talking to him and then she texted me and she's like, dude, come out here. And I was going out and I almost ran into him. I was like, oh, and he's like, oh, Justin. And I'm like, yeah, I'm Justin. And then he was like, no, I'm Justin.
Whoa.
Yeah, so there was a little icebreaker. And then we just started talking. Yeah. I told him I worked for Canna, and then he started telling me about that company.
Okay.
And then he threw me some shirts, and I'm going to shout you out again on Instagram, buddy, because he's a pretty cool guy, man.
Yeah.
But it was an interesting concept, I thought. I really like the idea, so.
It is a really cool concept. Well...
Well, I'm hella high, so part of me feels like this is not an official Tino in a woman's size medium until a listener out there who runs a company sends us the t-shirt to put on you. Does that make sense?
I have
not knocking this gift, not knocking this thing. I think I'm just bitter.
Yeah.
That it's ending. This is like when Alf ended, and I was just like, fuck Alf. This sucks. Yeah. I feel like that's what's happening right now. I still have Alf. But, so I'm sorry if I'm lashing out, but I just want somebody out there listening one day say, you know what, I got 3 t-shirts hanging out, maybe a 4th one, a woman's size medium, I'm gonna throw them in a box and send them to the high502 guys
at gmail.com.
Yeah, to get our address, because I'm not just putting it out there to the universe so some creepo can send my mother-in-law a picture of his balls or something.
Oh, God.
Well, I use my mother-in-law's address as mine. Long story short, please just email us. We'll tell you the address to send it to. Either way, I'm just bitter, so that's great. That's great. It's been a really fun time with you guys.
Yeah.
I'm really tired. I'm really high. Justin, are you really high right now?
You know, the CBD's got me feeling pretty good.
Yeah. You do, Tino?
CBD got
CBD
me.
CBD and 0% alcohol got you feeling good. Well, let's see what we smoked today. We smoked...
Freddy's Fuego
Gold. They're Larry Cake. Delicious.
Yeah. From the soil.
It smelled really good.
From the soil. Cookies and cream. Great joint. Cookies all day.
CBD crystalline from Canna Organics.
Cherry Luden's Cherry.
And that last infused distillate keef joint.
From House of Cultivar, from the Goldfinger.
Yeah,
the pineapple.
Whoa.
It's
pretty harsh.
No, you know what you do? You light that shit up at a party and you watch people who don't really smoke weed get fucked up.
Yeah.
I can't. They're fucking nice. Done. You know it. So maybe that's what you buy that for. It was $12, reasonably priced.
Yeah.
So
smells really good too.
2020 goals number one for High 502. We need a logo. We need a sticker.
We do.
Right. I think we're all in agreement there. Yeah. Right. If we gotta make our own T-shirts, okay.
That's all right.
None of us are financially prepared to do that, but whatever.
We're resourceful.
We'll pull some money together.
Thanks to Anchor, we have $4 now, I believe.
Yeah, $4. Now they'll probably make like half a shirt.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
That's where we're going with it so far.
You gotta start somewhere.
Shirts, man.
Oh yeah.
Let's get those. Let's get those done.
Oh, we can get stickers from hundreds of companies.
Oh, yeah.
Not a problem.
Oh, yeah.
If you got a design out there, you can send it to us, snap a picture, and put it on Instagram.
Tag
but
us.
But you know what? We're fucking hardworking men. We'll do that shit ourselves.
Yep.
We don't need you, but we love you.
We do.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
And, you know, everything's been getting better.
All the time.
Every
time.
Yeah,
I love it.
We're going to get a new microphone one day, we swear.
We will. We will.
But until then,
I bid you a farewell.
Okay. Right? For Jewel Boy Q, I'm Clock Van Wilder.
And the Doomed One.
Peace out, peeps.
Peace
we'll see
out.
You around next time on High 502.